What kind of dramatic wake-up call did I need before I got the message? On the way to the airport, I figured out another piece. It just hit me. The A's and B's on the children's stickers at the crime scenes. I knew what the letters meant. Mary's imaginary children's names. Ashley, Adam, Brendan. Two A's and a B. I phoned it in on my way out of L.A. Part 5. End of story. Chapter 99.
The storyteller was done killing. Fini. It was over. And no one would ever know the whole truth about what had happened. End of story. So he threw himself a party with some of his best buddies from Beverly Hills. He told them he'd just gotten a gig writing a screenplay for an A-list director, a big dopey thriller based on a dopey bestseller. He'd been given license to change anything he didn't like, but that was all he could say about it right now. The director was paranoid, so what's new? But a big party was definitely in order. His friends thought they understood what was going down, which gave him some idea how little they knew him. His best friends in the world, and hell, none of them knew him at all. None of them suspected he could be a killer. How frickin' unbelievably crazy was that? No one knew him. The party was at the Snake Pit Ale House, a bar on Melrose where they'd held a fantasy football league during his early days in L.A., soon after he'd arrived from Brown University to act and maybe dabble at writing scripts. Serious, worthy stuff, not box office crap.